I have a guest with me this morning that we've had on the show many times. And, Susie K. Susie K. started Hoop Dreams, the scholarship fund. And I know this is a tough day for Susie because they're having one more event and then they're shutting the doors. You know, this is it. And this event takes place tomorrow night. But Susie wanted to come on and talk about it. I'd like to get people out to support this. Still raising some money. And these scholarships will be doled out over the next couple of years, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So, Susie K., good morning.
Well, good morning, Donnie. And yes, it's a very bittersweet time, but it's great to be here one last time in this, at least formal capacity, as the founder and president of the Hoop Dreams Scholarship Fund. And it's been a long 2 decades.
Wow, it's been that long.
It has. Wow. So I'm how old? I mean, not 50. So yeah. I'll just say that. But I'm getting there. Yeah. I'm getting there. And I started when I was 5. No, I went to those doors of H.D. Woodson High School about 20 years ago, thinking that I would teach for 1 year, 12th grade American government. Was so blown away by my students and inspired by their circumstances and really fell in love with their sense of gritty determination and perseverance. And years into that 20-year journey started what I thought would be a one-day charity basketball tournament that I named after the documentary Hoop Dreams. That started 14 years ago. And now, 14 years later, we've helped raise and award and send and empower 1,000 Washington, D.C. public high school students to go to college. We've built literally tens and thousands of relationships with members of the business community, the local community, the political community, the radio community, the media community, and these amazing young people, and really sort of help build a community of folks to come together, to believe in each other, to really invest and have hope and find the good in each other. So while Hoop Dreams as an organization is formally closing down after the thousands of lives that we've impacted, unfortunately, the downturned economy took quite a toll on us because we have to raise $1.5 million a year from scratch. And that's been quite a big mountain. Yeah. On my back, that's why I've gotten shorter over the years, but also wanting to make sure that we never made a commitment that we couldn't keep. And so the majority of what we were doing 24/7, 7 days a week, we're trying to keep all these relationships and support systems together and connected and really doing such good things. And so in that regard, it doesn't end. The spirit lives on, the legacy lives on, the impact lives on. And as you said, we are partnering through this period with the United Negro College Fund and DC CAP, converting over some of our remaining assets. They're both going to start legacy funds, and a lot of our existing scholarship commitments DC CAP will be administrating. So we've done a lot through this process since we first announced our wind down in June. It's been a really, really difficult few months overseeing this, something that, you know, I guess you put 20 years of your life in that you love more than anything in the world. But because I do love this so much and care about it so much, we knew that this was the right and responsible decision because we didn't want to compromise the quality or the integrity of what we were doing. Mm-hmm. So on that note, on a happier note, we are going to have a big, really celebration tomorrow of all that's been done over the past nearly 2 decades. And a lot of people from all over the community are going to come out. 801 K Street Northwest, the DC Historical Society. Jim Vance will MC it. Ted Leonsis will be there with a special presentation. A lot of our alumni, I have students now who are 35 years old, are flying in from all over the country. Students and mentors that haven't seen each other in years have reunited through this process, and it's going to be a celebration. It'll be bittersweet, but we really want it to be an uplifting celebration so people can be reminded when they give their heart to something and they believe in it with all their heart and they're willing to work really, really hard for it, really amazing things can happen, and everybody can do this. And that's, we hope, the spirit and the legacy that lives on from Hoop Dreams. $25 suggested donation at the door, and those proceeds will go to those two legacy funds to continue to support DC students. So we're gonna end it on a win.
Well, that's good.
It's been an amazing journey, and people like you have been so special and near and dear to me, and I hope I can just keep coming back in the future. Even if I have nothing to say, I'll just you know, hang out and get you water. But I don't know what the future holds, and ask that question a lot, and just want to get through this period and take us to the end as strong as I can, with as much respect for everybody that's been involved as possible.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's the story.
Well, God, I'm so sorry to see you closing the doors on this. You know, I mean, I know how tough that is for you. You know, I know how dear it is to you. And, you know, it's just this economic environment that we live in, you know. But again, the event is tomorrow night. And if you can go, they can just show up at the door.
Show up at the door. $25. Yeah. That will go to this legacy fund. And I think people will feel really, really inspired if they come, because they won't feel so much like something's ending.
Yeah.
But really get a sense of how many things began and how many doors were open and how much more hope was really instilled. And so it really will be, while this period's been difficult, it will really be an uplifting reminder to just how powerful human beings can be when we focus on good things and believe in the good in each other. And I always want to continue to believe that for the rest of my life, no matter what happens.
And I know you will. You've done good.
Well, thank you.
You really
sir.
Have. You've done a lot of good for a lot of people. And
thank
we
you.
Appreciate you, Susie.
Thank you, Donnie.
We really do. And and we will see you again.
I know you will be back doing something. The big sign.
You're just too much about helping people. We will see you again in some capacity doing something.
Well, thank you.
That's what I believe.
You are a tremendous role model right back to me and so many others. And I mean that.
Well, thank you, Susie.
Thank you, Donnie. I love you, man.
I love you, too.
And I love all my former students are out there. I love you guys. We will never give up on you. And even though Hoop Dreams, it takes a different form, those relationships and that love never, ever, ever ends. And we hope to see them tomorrow night at the Historical Society.
All right, Susie. God bless you.
Thank you, Donnie.